This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We American drivers have a well-known propensity to go big. Big trucks, big cars, big SUVs. And that is translating, it turns out, into our electric vehicle preferences, too. According to the International Energy Agency, 60% of EV models available in this country last year were SUVs. As Marketplace's Henry Epp reports, the car companies are just giving us what we want.
Andy Purdy lives up a dirt road in the tiny town of Benson, Vermont.
The dirt roads, gravel roads, whatever you might call them here in Vermont, can get very sloppy, messy, rutted, bumpy, slimy. I mean, pick your adjective.
So when Purdy and his wife started looking for an electric vehicle about 2 years ago, they quickly decided they needed a car on the larger side, with all-wheel drive and good road clearance, and it needed to accommodate his 6'3" frame.
For me, having a large vehicle is a matter of comfort. It's also a matter of utility. We have, again, two kids. They're into sports. They have the equipment.
They ended up buying a Volkswagen ID.4, an electric SUV.
It's meeting all of our needs without exception.
Plus, it makes a cool spaceship sound when it's backing up.
People are gravitating towards the SUVs because it fits the lifestyle, fits the driving, fits the climate conditions. It's a safer vehicle, and, you know, that's what they like.
Jesse Lohr runs a used car dealership in Northampton, New Hampshire, selling exclusively EVs and plug-in hybrids. He's seeing an increasing number of customers looking for larger electric vehicles, and they're not like the first wave of EV adopters.
So it's not just the hardcore environmentalists or the super tech enthusiasts that are looking for an electric vehicle. It's families with kids. It's people who are retiring.
And automakers are trying to meet that demand, says industry analyst Michelle Krebs at Cox Automotive, which is a Marketplace underwriter.
Customers just prefer SUVs over cars, and so it is logical that automakers would go to the SUV market for their EVs because that's where the customers are.
Case in point, Tesla's Model Y SUV is now the best-selling vehicle in the world, Krebs says. And in addition to GM, Toyota, Volvo, Ford, Honda, and Kia are all getting into the game.
Almost every automaker has an electric SUV coming.
But with larger vehicles come larger and heavier batteries. Thea Riofrancos is a political science professor at Providence College who's studied the impacts of lithium mining.
The batteries that power an electric SUV versus the batteries that power an electric sedan or an electric bike are just gargantuan in size.
Those bigger batteries require more lithium and other raw materials with supply chains that can cause environmental damage. Plus, big batteries make electric SUVs even heavier than their gas-powered counterparts, Riofrancos says.
Which poses clear dangers to, you know, folks crossing the street or to other cars or bikes that you're sharing the road with.
But the Biden administration has pegged a large part of its decarbonization policy on expanding the market for EVs. The goal, for half of new vehicles sold in 2030 to be electric. It's not clear how quickly the market will get there from today's figure of about 8%, says Michelle Krebs at Cox Automotive.
One of the stumbling blocks right now to EV sales is they are more expensive than gas-powered vehicles.
While the cost gap has come down, it's still on average about 10 grand, and electric SUVs are especially costly. The price tag for a Volkswagen ID.4 was a bit of a stretch for Andy Purdy and his family, just shy of $50,000 after rebates. But he says it came with a benefit he can't put a price tag on.
We like to joke that the other exhaust on a vehicle like this is smug. We get to drive around knowing that we're not, you know, pumping emissions into the atmosphere and further damaging the environment.
And he's doing it in a car that's big enough for him, his family, and all their stuff, and can handle that dirt driveway. In Benson, Vermont, I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.